Your wife went to the store all day to get some cloth, and she might bring home a small piece of cloth. What would you call that? Check it to see how it looks in the house.
Or check it.
Yeah.
A sample.
Okay. And if and something a woman might wear over a dress when she's cooking?
Apron.
All right. And if a girl had a dress on that she thought was a good-looking dress, you might say, that's really a what kind of dress? That's really a
Sunday dress.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But talking about it being a good-looking dress, you might say, that's really a...
That's the only terms I know.
Well, how about the girl herself? You say that, she's really a what kind of...
She's a nice-looking kid.
A nice-looking kid, or you might say she's
a nice-looking girl or a nice-looking woman.
All right. How about, what other term I can use, especially for a child, if she's a very...
attractive child, yeah. Pretty child.
Yeah, okay. Now, if one is pretty and the other one is even more so, you say she's even...
prettier than the other.
Okay. And this, what am I holding in my hand? What's this?
That's a pen.
All right, and how about the kind of thing that you use to stick two things together? If a baby diaper. What
do you mean? Safety pin.
Okay, and this is a what?
That's a pen.
Okay.
That's all together different.
Okay, right. And then and you pronounce them differently too.
Yeah.
Some people don't. They say a rotten pen and a rotten pin and a safety pin.
Yeah.
How about the... they speak of a beggar. They say beggars used to stand outside and rattle a cup. And what was that cup made of?
It's made out of tin.
Okay. And five makes what?
Ten.
Ten what? In money. Counting in money.
Ten cents.
Okay. And a cold day, a man might put something on over his shirt.
An overcoat.
Yeah. Okay.
A scarf.
All right. And between his coat and his a suit coat, for example, and his shirt, he might have something with buttons on it. What would that be called?
A jacket.
Yeah. Or a jacket. But how about something without sleeves?
Huh?
Without sleeves.
Yeah. That's the jacket.
Okay. It has no sleeves.
No.
Okay.
Jacket
and,
have no
sleeves. And it's made of the same material.
That's right. It goes with the suit. Used to. We don't use them anymore.
Okay.
Call them best.
Call them best.
All right. These call them jackets.
Yeah, some of them do.
Okay. And speaking of buttons, you say that had buttons for that, the jacket?
Yeah, it buttoned up.
Okay. And these are what?
Trousers.
All right.
Breeches, we call them.
Okay. You're making any, is there a difference between trousers and breeches?
No.
And pants are all the same thing?
No. Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Okay. And, You probably use breeches more likely than saying trousers.
Yeah, most of the time now then they say trousers or
okay.
I have different names for them.
Right.
He won't hurt you. Come on, friend. Get away from that. Get away. He won't hurt you. Come on in. He never bit nobody in his life.
I'll hack him.
Well, you go another week, either.
How do you know the tape recorder on?
He's talking to me. You cut it off? You cut it off?
I can't, I will. I asked you a question. I said, did you bring your coat? And you might answer, yes, I have my coat. I have. I say, did you bring your coat? And you say, yes, I have my coat.
Yeah, what would you say?
I have.
Yeah, I've got my coat.
But how about bringing it, though? Do you say,
yes,
I have.
I've got my coat.
Okay. And I say, did that coat fit you? And you say, yes, it